us. MissionMatch.org.
The Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Want to undo what President Trump did. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Democrats have got the ball rolling today on a resolution to block his national emergency declaration at the southern border. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
With the backing of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrats are expected to file their resolution today. Identical companion legislation will soon be introduced in the Senate. The resolution blocking the president's move only needs a simple majority in both chambers to get to the president's desk, where White House officials have said he would use his first presidential veto. Democrats and some Republicans argue that President Trump is violating the separation of powers by using an emergency declaration to get additional wall funding. Dave?
John, North Carolina is going to redo the congressional election for a still vacant House seat after allegations of absentee ballot fraud. And Republican Mark Harris, who had declared victory after the November election, agrees with the decision.
It's become clear to me that the public's confidence in the 9th District seat general election has been undermined to an extent that a new election is warranted.
Jesse Smollett, defiant in Chicago, insisting he did not stage the hate crime attack that police now call a hoax, charging him with a crime. His lawyers put out a statement.
Mr. Smollett is a man of impeccable character and integrity who fiercely and solemnly maintains his innocence and feels betrayed by a system that apparently wants to skip due process and proceed directly to sentencing.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. After Smollett was freed on bond, he went to the set of his TV show Empire, and TMZ reports he told them he's sorry, but he swore to God he's not guilty. Police say he paid the two guys he claims attacked him. An American jailed as an accused spy in Russia is going to be there a while longer. A court in Moscow today ordered Paul Whelan to stay behind bars 3 more months. Whelan's lawyer claims someone handed him a flash drive and he was unaware it had classified info on it. A Boston police officer wounded early this morning after getting into a gunfight at a traffic stop. The suspected gunman drove off but was found dead around the corner in the car. This is Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Roger Stone, a former Trump advisor indicted by the special counsel, has been told to stay quiet about the case against him.
Roger Stone apologized to Judge Amy Berman Jackson, telling her in a D.C. courtroom he made an inexcusable mistake by posting her image on Instagram alongside what appeared to be crosshairs. The judge called the apology hollow and expanded a gag order, telling Stone he cannot talk about his criminal case on TV, the radio, in print, online, or post about it on social media. Stone has pleaded not guilty to charges of lying to Congress and witness tampering related to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Last week, the judge imposed a limited gag order prohibiting Stone from talking about the case near the courthouse. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It'll be day two of the strike for teachers in Oakland, California. More talks are expected later today. In some schools yesterday, not a single student showed up. Something that happened on this date during World War II. An act of American heroism you probably don't even know about is being remembered in England.
75 years ago today, Tony Foulds was 7, playing with other children in a city park in Sheffield, England, when a stricken American warplane attempted an emergency landing.
He saw us on the grass. He had to make, shall I try and land and hope I don't hit these children?
To avoid the children, the plane crashed into nearby woods, killing 10 US airmen. Mr. Foulds, now 82, spends his days tending to a memorial.
Yes, but it's sorry, and I shall always be with them. I shall never, ever forget him.
To mark 75 years, the US Air Force organizing a flyover. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures up more than 100 points the morning after a 103-point loss. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Oops, that's too soon. Weather coming up, but hey, it's time for the news brought to you by your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man who admitted to exposing himself to a woman in the parking lot of a Savoy business has pleaded guilty to one count of misdemeanor public indecency. 27-year-old Joe Phelps was sentenced to a year of probation. The incident happened on December 22nd in the Tailwaggers Pet Chateau parking lot off of East Church Street. A new gift to the University of Illinois will fund an endowed faculty position and a resident scholars program to promote education, research, and leadership in sustainability. The gift comes from retired Caterpillar executive Stuart Levenick, a 1976 UI forestry graduate, and his wife Nancy. The News Gazette says one endowment fund will create the Stuart L. and Nancy J. Levenick Sustainability Chair in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences. Also, a leadership program fund will pay for a resident scholars program at the Institute for Sustainability, Energy, and Environment. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
It looks like a brighter morning. Anybody noticing that it's light after 6?
Yeah, baby.
Now, it's been light in the 6 a.m. hour. We're going to go spring ahead. And then it's going to be light till 7, but kind of darkish in that 6 o'clock. We're only 2 weeks away.
Daylight savings time begins March 10th.
10, yeah. That'd be, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Nice.
Yes.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham in Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Partly cloudy, high 45, 33-hour low tonight, up to 55 tomorrow, down to 30. There's a 90% chance of precipitation at various times of the day and evening. Partly cloudy and windy, wind gusts as high as 50 miles an hour at 3 a.m. Between Saturday and Sunday. High 35 expected on Sunday, down to 16 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 28. ESPN 93.5.
And a good Friday morning, February 22nd. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Off we go into the news of the day. Jesse Smollett. Nobody had ever heard of him. He was unhappy, apparently, with the money he was being paid for Empire.
I read $1.2 million an episode.
No. That would not be true. It was only $125,000.
Okay.
And how does a guy live on a measly $120,000, that's according to the Hollywood Reporter, $125,000 per episode times 18. So it is chump change. Okay, so the chief of police in Chicago, pretty darn good yesterday.
Put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful.
Defendant Smollett then stated that he wanted to stage an attack where Abel would appear to batter him. Defendant Smollett also suggested that Abel's older brother, Ola, assist him with the attack.
I think that Jesse's conscience is probably not letting him sleep right now, so I think he should unload that conscience and just come out and tell the American people what actually happened.
Mr. Smollett is the one that orchestrated this crime. They became cooperating witnesses in the 47th hour of their 48-hour hold time. So now they are witnesses to what he did. So he has to be accountable for what he did. He orchestrated this.
Ola, who was then living with Abel, was summoned into Defendant Smollett's vehicle. Once inside, Smollett asked Ola if he could trust him. When Ola said he could, Smollett detailed his plans of the attack to the brothers.
Wow.
This publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn.
A very angry police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, blasting Empire actor Jesse Smollett, who's now charged with a felony in last month's alleged hate hoax that surrounded racism, homophobia, and politics.
My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism.
The FBI also looking into an alleged bogus death threat letter that the state prosecutor alleges Smollett sent prior to paying two brothers to stage last month's attack. The actor denies all allegations and vows to clear his name. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I think the police chief, when saying it really diminishes and causes people to doubt true hate crimes, is right on.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame. Now, the left is saying things like, okay, he made a mistake and he said a lie, but there's somebody in the White House saying lies every day. That's one of the responses I heard. This is ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, this is, and then, you know, and I always like to say, I know what I would say. This is a toughie, because Jesse Smollett apparently is doubling down. I swear to God, I never would have told a cold cast members at Empire. He went back to filming yesterday. They got like an episode and a half. Some of the cast members want him written off immediately.
Right.
He says, you got to trust me. I didn't do this. I never. I don't think I'd have done that. Based on, it looks like there is a plethora of evidence. And by the way, where's the 60 Minutes interview with the brothers?
Yeah.
Had this been flipped and it had been Don Trump Jr. making these false claims, do you think they'd be 9,000 interviews with the brothers already?
Right.
Where are they? Anyway, so...
He was on the set yesterday. I know that... I was looking at some of the net worth, and Terrence Howard is at $5 million, and Jesse's net worth at $1 million. But he's
net
only,
worth a million,
right? And he's earning like $20,000 an episode.
No, I'm hearing $1.25 million, and then I saw $65 million. So
okay.
Whatever it is, you know how.
I mean,
does,
it seems like plenty.
It's over $1 million a year, and if you can't, I mean, it's in Chicago. It's expensive.
I mean,
come on.
I'm hearing that was his motive.
Well, that's one of the reasons he was disgruntled, because of his pay.
Right.
And certainly, you couldn't have named Jesse Smollett's name on a bet a month ago.
Right.
And now it's infamous, but at least he's out there. Now, what would I have said? I don't think I'd have doubled down and said, you got to believe me, because there might just be too much stuff like receipts, phone records. I mean, it's just not going to probably pan out when you got two passionate guys trying to get their butts out of trouble because he paid me. Here's the check. I have a check. There's just too much. So maybe you just come out, because he cried with the Robin Roberts interview, so he's obviously a very good actor. You come out and you cry some more, and you said, I've done something egregious. I've been so frustrated with my situation in life, and as a minority, I've gone through all that ridicule, and then I'm a gay man, and I've gone through that ridicule. And then we have an evil person in the White House leading this, and I'm sorry, but... And then everyone would absolutely run to us. He's right! It's true! It's Trump's fault! And then you'd have got to the end game right there.
Okay.
It's Trump's fault. We all know it anyway. Let's just go right to it. This guy's a victim of the White House.
Because he made America great.
But he made a mistake. But listen, haven't we all? That's probably the direction I would have taken.
Okay.
I'd have needed tears, but at least it had been truthful from the standpoint of what he did. Because to deny something that has a pile of evidence, to have the Chicago, mostly African-American, speaking like this, discussed using a noose. I mean, wow. I think his mother's African American. I think his dad's a Jewish Russian. So he's mixed and had it going on. I mean, I think having it going on is a working actor making $1 million a year. That's having it going on.
I agree.
Wow. So, I mean, any excuse of this is just stupid. The guy, it's as egregious. I believe he should serve jail time to send the message. You can't do this. This is yelling fire in a theater. This could have been horrible with, they used bleach, they used a noose, he's black, it's Trump's fault, obviously, because he had a red cap.
Well, not to mention the powder keg in Chicago, the riots you could have ensued with all this.
Could have incited a lot of problems. So there's no excusing it. It's a shame because it'll make you doubt true hate crimes. And it's a shame because it's a kid that's obviously troubled. There's no doubt about that.
And if you have thoughts, 359-2255.
Text in 359-2255. What do you think? It's quarter after 7. Let's check sports headlines on this cool, fun weekend.
Yeah, ESPN 93.5 supporting our Flying Illini weekend with Penn State tomorrow morning at 11. Big Ten Network, members of the Flying Illini in attendance. And so fun to hand out the bobbleheads and have fun with our contest with Game Day Spirit and Neil and Kirby, learning about our winner. Stephen McConkie has a great story. When he was 5 years old, when the Flying Illini went to the Final Four in 89, he doesn't really remember. He missed the whole Final Four run in 05 because he was on tour in the Middle East.
Wow.
And he put a number one Illini fan on his Humvee that he took into war. Says he's really looking forward to that chance.
Good for him. That's a good winner.
Exactly.
Awesome. American hero gets to hang with KB.
And we'll learn more about our activities revolving around the 30th reunion for the Flying Illini as we have Kent Brown coming on inside the next 15, 20 minutes here on ESPN 93.5. Big game for our Lady Spartans. SJO girls basketball team taking on Tutopolis tonight in IHSA 2A semifinals at the Redbird Arena in Bloomington Normal on the campus of Illinois State University. The game is on TV at 7:15 tonight, NBC Sports Chicago Plus.
I have no idea what that is, but presumably it's on somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Tri-County with the game in the 11 o'clock hour. Danville Slarman's game is at 1:15 this afternoon. Big Ten basketball last night. Michigan beat Minnesota in Minneapolis. That final was 69-60. Michigan moves to 13-3 in the conference, tied for first with Michigan State, while Minnesota falls to 7-9 in the standings. Indiana and number 121 Iowa will be in action tonight. We also had a St. Louis Blues losing last night. The Blackhawks hosting Colorado tonight. And we have some golf going on in Mexico. Looks like Rory McIlroy is on top of the leaderboard at this time. Dustin Johnson shot 24. Tiger was even par 71.
63 for Rory, 64 for Dustin. And Tiger hit his first shot out of bounds, which was a double. But he's rallied for an even par 71. So
we also have our 3-0 baseball team in action, taking on Florida Atlantic. And ranked number 21 in USA Today, our softball team has a doubleheader coming up, starting out with Hofstra at 12:15. I think of our Aminabos guest from Hofstra University. And then Alabama later today, our Illini softball team 7-2 on the season.
I hope the men get home soon, the baseball team gets home soon. I think there'll be a big crowd. I love this story about this Marine pitching for the Fighting Illini. He's 25 years old. He has served his country, and he's a pretty darn good pitcher. He's hoping to be one and done and get out of here and go to the Major League Baseball and get drafted and all that stuff. Anyway, it's a cool story. And this baseball team could be pretty darn good, so might be really fun.
Getting a text in from Jim G's. Must be tough making $1 million a year, have a full-time job, 4 part-time jobs, and don't make that in a year.
Yeah.
And what does he make for one episode? $125,000.
Bunch of money.
Where do I sign up for this rough and difficult job? So.
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
Okay, text in if you'd like, 359-2255. Here's your ESPN 93. 93.5 3-day forecast for this Flying Illini weekend.
We've got partly cloudy conditions today with a high 45, 33-hour low tonight, up to 55 tomorrow, down to 30. Some thunderstorms coming our way. Windy conditions coming into Sunday, high 35, low 16 as we wrap up our weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 29, ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We're going to check this. Kent Brown from the U of I next. And again, a lot of memories if you're old enough to remember the Flying Illini, believe it or not, 30 years ago, though. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago. Wow. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Daimler, the maker of Mercedes-Benz, and BMW are together taking on Uber. The two companies have revealed a new business that will provide rides and electric car charging. Ultimately, they want to develop an all-electric self-driving fleet that can also charge and park without a driver. More people are shopping at Wayfair, the online home furnishings chain. It reported a smaller loss for the holiday quarter. It was bringing in more money than expected. Wayfair says it was adding new customers and they were ordering more. AutoNation is reporting a disappointing holiday quarter and it's restructuring and changing management. Kraft Heinz shares are sharply lower after a disappointing quarter and the Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating its accounting. It is also cutting its dividend. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Yeah, that story, too, about the military guy that wanted to target Democrats and MSNBC reporters, and he wanted to kill pretty much most of the world. That's a military guy. What branch was that? I mean, don't you hang people? I mean, don't we have treason? I mean, if you're a military guy and you're convicted of traitor, being a traitor, isn't that death penalty? This is a lunatic. Everything I've seen about it, he had all this weaponry. I mean, this is a bad man, and he was in some branch of the military. I'm sorry, I don't know which one. Well, that was in the news.
Yesterday. Coast Guard member on this text, and he had a kind of a hit list of Democrats and liberal media members.
And then he had the hit list of the rest of the world. He wanted to be white, the whole world to be white. Wow. We have got some whacked out, mentally ill. There's a lot of issues, and this guy had a lot of weapons. Okay, it's 7:23, Fighting Illini weekend. Brad Underwood to his team about the Flying Illini weekend.
Yeah, Penn State on Saturday on what's a very, very special day at Illinois. And this is why it's important. Because someday when this group goes to the Final Four, when we go, and they celebrate you coming back here 25, 30 years from now, I want you guys to be able to sit in that stands and be so proud of that team that's wearing your jersey. Well, that's what's going to happen on Saturday. This one in no way detracts from what we're doing and what we're accomplishing. Love each and every one of you. The fight, it's just like their coach said. He said, my God, it's amazing how far you've brought this.
How about that, Brad Underwood? Emotional in the locker room. It's Kent Brown, who's in every locker room, every night, every day, has never had a day off. How are you, Kent?
Be straight. I'm not in every locker room. Okay, there are some that are off limits, but I'm doing great today. How about you guys?
I'm great, but I know mostly you're working these days like 10 to 3-ish, and then you're home. I would really like to see a breakdown, and I bet you don't even know it, of the kind of hours you put in, particularly in the peak seasons. You're just putting, that's what kind of the job is, but can't you do a great job kind of coordinating all the communications, everything else? Flying Illini weekend, man, I just don't believe I could be this old, but I just remember it like yesterday, and so do you.
I know. That's the most shocking thing when we start playing this thing. It's like, oh my gosh, it's been 30 years since that group came through here. And I was a grad student in 89, and very fortunate at the time that I had a chance to travel, be around that team a lot, almost every day. And then I had a chance to travel with them throughout the NCAA tournament, clear to the Final Four. And that was a great memory for me. But, you know, those guys, there are very rare times in our school's history, the University of Illinois' history, that a group brought Illini Nation together like that group did.
Yeah.
And and to have him back, and we've got everybody back. There's a few of the Orange team members, but there were like 15 Orange team members that year, the walk-on guys, and who would practice against the Flying Illini every day, and all the top nine guys really who played are back, and very excited to see them tonight. They're all going to be coming in town today, and tonight there's a gathering in their band at the Country Club. It's a private gathering of the staff and the players, and then I think I'm pretty sure there's going to be a group that probably will be somewhere in downtown Champaign later tonight, yeah, telling stories,
yeah,
and doing all that. And then, of course, we got an early start tomorrow, so we've got an 11 o'clock start. So we're going to have a lot of those guys come to the State Farm Center, try to get them there early before the game to do some media availability, because I know our fans would really love to hear from them.
Yep.
They'll be recognized at halftime, along with the staff and the managers and everybody else who was around that team. It'll be on the court at halftime. And then after the game, we'll have tables set up on the floor at the State Farm Center where we'll spread the players out, and fans will be able to kind of do a meet and greet and maybe get an item signed.
Wow.
And take, you know, shake their hand or whatever they want to do with them. There's going to be some limits. You know, only get one item signed because we've got to keep the line.
No, I'm surprised you're doing that. Yeah. I mean, that's going to take a while now.
Well, it will. We're going to go for an hour. We'll try to get as much as we can in that hour. I just kind of have to monitor it, but it's one of those things that there's so many people who were, touched by that team and enthralled by that team that, you know, we felt it was really important to try to give an opportunity to fans to let them know how much they appreciated them.
Well, I tell you what, there's no doubt, but you're going to probably have to figure out where the line is and say, guys, we can't go past this person. You got to deal with all that because you're going to have more than an hour of requests. But I think it's great you're doing it. It's fantastic you're allowing that because there are these memories. There are these incredible, indelible things in our heads about that whole run. And I remember Coach told me once, he said, had Kenny not slipped in Minneapolis, we'd have been national champions. Kenny Battle had slipped on the floor in the dome because it leaked, mm-hmm, and he hurt his knee, and he was kind of okay, but kind of in and out, and they treated him all night, and they were working with him the whole time, and we had to put every emotion we had into that second round, and we got out that great victory against Syracuse to get us to the Final Four, but for whatever reason, we looked a little flat against Michigan and Seattle, and I think we spent it all to get through because Kenny got hurt. Anyway, it was just...
Well, Steve, I'm gonna correct you on one little thing. No, Kenny had 29 points in that Michigan game, so it's not like he was not playing well.
No, it was just that we had spent it all getting there with the Louisville.
Well,
that's what Coach,
that might be right.
Coach thought that took so much out of the team because of the emotion and energy it took after Kenny was kind of limited. Anyway, it was so fun. And this was, I remember we played LSU, and Dale Brown didn't know which guy dunked because every one of them dunked. He couldn't identify after the game. He said, I don't know. Because they all dunked.
It was amazing year to watch the flying action, and you know, one of the biggest mistakes we ever made probably was didn't go back and count all the dunks they had that year because
wow.
It was
yeah.
Every game wasn't, you know, kept on tape. It was a different era but it was incredible. I think that Michigan game we saw in the stats somewhere that there was like 31 lead changes in that game.
Oh man, and
that's an amazing. If there's 15 or 16 lead changes, that's a lot in
yeah,
a game.
And right.
To have a Final Four game and have over 30 was really amazing. Coach Hogan is going to try to do everything he can this weekend. I know he has been looking forward to this weekend. The coaches are back. Coombs, Nagy, and Collins are all back. Lou and Mary are going to be there tonight if at all possible. And then they're planning on coming to the game tomorrow. And so
wow.
They're certainly going to be looking forward to that. So I know everybody's excited to whenever he gets a chance to be around people, he gets... That's a big goal of his, to be around his teams and the folks that he worked with. So he's looking forward to it. We all are. Should be a great day.
Well, it will be, Ken. It's probably, I mean, really, to see the halftime stuff and to see everybody would be probably worth just going to the game for that. But it's going to be a great game. Were you expecting a really good house?
Oh, if it's not sold out, it's really close. It was right at the, it would look like it was going to be sold out. So we had a great promotion, four-pack promotion for this game that we've sold all year, and I think the Flying Illini being back has helped push that over, And it's going to be a great group. It's going to be should be a lot of energy. It's going to be a tough game. Penn State is really a tough team, even though their record is not like ours. We no one wants to play us, and Penn State's one of those teams that no one really likes to play because they're really tough, and we could take it right down to the end. So it'll be a good game.
Now, Penn State blew somebody out the other night, so I mean you've got to be careful every night. But this team we have here seems to have really turned a corner from the standpoint of consistency, energy, all over it. It felt like we had six players on the floor against Wisconsin. I'm telling you, it's fun to watch. It really is.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Well, listen, we appreciate it, Kent Brown. Keep it up. Let's have a great weekend and go Illini.
Go Illini. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Kent Brown.
Go Illini is right.
University of Illinois.
And Stephen McConkey, part of all that, our soldier who won the battle, and he had his Humvee, and pretty cool to have that number one Illini fan when he was on tour of the Middle East. He got all the bobbleheads, even the Lou Henson bobblehead, a Nike Flying Illini quarter zip, and passes to that Flying Illini reunion from Game Day Spirit.
Awesome. Okay, ESPN 93.5, it's the Oscars this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Host. Less.
What?
Preview coming up.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets with the Vice Premier of China today as trade talks with China appear to be making progress.
The U.S. and China have set a March 1st deadline to negotiate an agreement before American tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports rise to 25% from 10%. President Trump has signaled a willingness to extend the deadline if negotiators are making progress.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. A Brambleton, Virginia elementary school principal is apologizing for a Black History Month gym class lesson where third graders were told to pretend to be runaway slaves. Parents complained.
You have three teachers plus an administrator who failed to see the racism in this exercise. That started it.
Michelle Thomas is the local NAACP president. The principal says in a statement the lesson was culturally insensitive to our students and families. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana school leaders are considering moving three leaders to teaching positions. The News Gazette says the Urbana School Board is a vote plan for its meeting on Sunday to not renew any of the employee contracts for former Superintendent Don Owen and Assistant Superintendents Kathy Barber and Samuel Bindum. The three would be demoted to a licensed teaching position for the 2019-2020 school year. Owen and Barber were both put on paid leave in November. Bindum has been on paid leave since late October after allegedly trying to secretly record a closed board meeting. In that meeting, his and Owen's employment was to be discussed. Police are investigating a shooting in Champaign last night. WCIA says the shooting happened at the Town Center apartment complex on Neal Street. This was at about 7 o'clock on Thursday night. One person was being sent to a hospital after the incident. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Weather brought to you by CMI. Don't get caught off guard this winter. You still might have some stuff. And remember, they're going to deliver you the snow and ice melt you need. Or maybe you just need guidance with some of your floor cleaners.
Uh-huh.
They fix all of that stuff. Yep, they've got all the tools. They can de-bacteria. That's not a word. They can spray the whole bathroom without touching anything.
That's right.
I did that.
We got some advice from CMI recently. Mindy Smith was the office manager who walked up to the counter. She used to be Mindy Randall. Diane, remember back in the day, used to come into your basement? You had that disco light, the pool table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, yeah, I remember that, but we didn't clean the disco ball enough. CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, because they have all the stuff to clean everything. They have all this stuff. They're your local janitorial supply, Betsy and Brad Parks. ESPN 93.5, here is your weather.
Partly cloudy with a high 45 expected, down to 33 this evening, 55 the high tomorrow, 90% chance of rain, down to around 30 at night. The winds will pick up, gusts as high as 50 mile an hour, maybe 30 mile an hour by day. But wow, is it going to be windy coming into Sunday. Partly cloudy and a high of 35 expected. We're currently at 28, ESPN 93.5.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by because it is time to replace that whatever, fill in the blank, washer and dryer, side by side, freezer, dishwasher. They got it all. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they've been around since 77. All they do is appliances. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Got locations in Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and, of course, Champaign. Great discount pricing on Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection. People that know what they're talking about. You can get the free 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you want to visit. Great customer service, affordable pricing. In Champaign, south of I-74 on Neal. Or online at appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Appliance-world.com. Well, the Oscars are coming up Sunday night. And I didn't know there's going to be a host. Maybe there is. Maybe Seth Schneckner. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Schneckner.
Seth Schneckner, entertainment analyst, your digital business executive. What exactly do you do, Seth?
I am a digital business consultant. I put partnerships together. I do a lot of work in digital music in the Americas, mostly focused around partnerships.
Cool. Is it possible someday I don't need actors, I just do it digitally?
Yeah, it is possible. They're actually... plenty of these AI-oriented startups that are trying to do that stuff out here in L.A.
Wow.
But I don't think it's precisely the same thing, but it is possible, sure.
Well, Seth Schneckner, we're talking Academy Awards. Is there a possibility Whoopi shows up as host?
I guess there is. I mean, it's host list, as I understand
it.
They've got a nice long list of... you know, presenters, who knows what they have up their sleeves, but I think that could just be a rumor.
Okay. What's the hammer this year? Lord of the Rings? That's a few years ago. Sorry.
I'd be Black Roma. Panther. You mean on the picture list?
Yeah, I mean, Black Panther was fabulous, and it was kind of a groundbreaking, all African American kind of a deal. I enjoyed the heck out of that movie.
Yeah, I mean, I did too. I like Black Klansman as well and things like The Favorite. But I think this year, you know, it's a funky thing the way they do the best picture voting that, you know, it's not like a popular ballot. So it's always, you know, they call it you list your preferences if you're voting, basically. But I think it's either going to be Roma or Green Book. I tend to think it's going to be the latter because I think it's a little bit of an easier choice. It's kind of a happier story that's there, but I think it'll be one of those two.
What about Star is Born? Got a lot of nominations. Is it going to win anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the song clearly is going to win, you know, Shallow. They're going to perform it, you know, live, so that's up there, and I think that's probably a likely winner, you know, with Lady Gaga and Brett Cooper, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seth, what's the over-under on I Hate Trump? Comments?
I don't know. I don't want to put odds on it, but I will tell you just, you know, broadly, the show itself, it's like a rock in a hard place, you know, in terms of where the Academy Awards are, because, you know, there's a lot of factors that have really dragged it down. I mean, not the politics is one part of it, but they've nominated a lot, you know, traditionally a lot of pictures that people just don't watch or haven't seen, basically.
Right.
And I think this year, you know, I'm pretty positive on it. There's three blockbusters that are nominated for Best Picture. You know, you got Black Panther and Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born. And so, you know, people should watch it more. And I think hopefully, that'll make a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any question that the political aspect has hurt it. There's a lot of other things that kids are streaming these days and watching stuff on social media rather than sitting watching the show. So it's in a tough spot, basically. I think last year's telecast was the lowest rated, you know, of all time, and the ratings have just gone down, you know, more than 10 years in a row.
Yeah.
So hopefully it turns out a little bit.
Will you be going, or how do you get to one of these things?
I'm hoping to go. I don't have tickets actually right now, so no, I don't plan to be going, but I'll certainly be watching.
Yeah, I know how that works. You get a call. Seth, it's Steven Spielberg. I got two good seats for you. It's Steven Spielberg.
If he makes the call, I'll do it. I've been to the Grammys a lot. I'm a little more active in the music business, but to be honest with you, I think the awards themselves, actually go, you're watching a broadcast. So sometimes it's better to be at the parties or the networking events afterwards. But who knows? Maybe I'll go.
Yeah, well, maybe I can be a seat filler. Dan, that's what we can do.
There you go.
Seat filler. That'd be a good
role. I'll give you guys a buzz if an extra ticket comes in.
All right. Lastly, you know, I know we got to go, but Seth, how'd you get there? I mean, you're doing this digital thing. You're putting deals together. You don't go to kindergarten, say, I'm going to do what you're doing. How did it happen?
You know, that's a great question. I worked my butt off, you know, for more than 20 years around a lot of jobs in the country, basically, starting as a baby business analyst at Fox, actually, at the film studio, and worked at AOL in the early days of the company. I was their first music person and spent a lot of years with different parts of Sony Music, surviving mergers. Hmm. They sent me to Miami, and I got a lot of Latin American experience. And I really built, like, you know, the experience just taking jobs over the course of my career. And I'm a consultant now, so I do essentially what I did for big media companies on my own. But you got to build relationships and always try and keep out there on the edge. The media business is, you know, upended and very disrupted these days. So if you find a way to kind of target new business platforms and opportunities, to me, that's the way to do it, man.
Well, here's what you said that was key. I worked my butt off. You really rolled up your sleeves. You just went out there and got her done. You didn't lay around. I mean, good going. Seth Schachner, how do people find what you're doing or connect with you at all?
Awesome. You can check out our website, which is our consultancy is called Strat Americas, like Strategic in Americas. STRATAmericas.com is probably the best way. And you can also catch me on LinkedIn. And I really appreciate the time.
No, we appreciate
it. A little bit earlier in L.A., but I had a lot of coffee. So hopefully I'm clear this morning.
You're terrific. We gotta do this again sometime because you're a real cool dude. We can hear that on the phone. So, Seth, thank you. Congratulations on your success. Hope we can visit again.
Thanks a lot, guys. It was a pleasure.
744, Seth Schachner, spelled S-C-H. A-C-H-N-E-R.
I see. Stratamerica.com.
Yeah, STRATAmericas.com if you want to check him out. But no, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll channel surf and watch some of the Academy Awards, but if Whoopi gets up there and we're starting doing a Trump monologue, I want to know about the movies.
Of course, with Gabby being into fashion and ISU, we like to watch the red carpet
and
see the
cows. What they're wearing. And they got the whole pre-show on the red carpet, right?
The plunging neckline seemed to be the thing these days.
I mean, did you see Kim Kardashian's Band-Aids? That's essentially what they were.
I don't get it.
I mean, why wear anything?
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
Show your sternum.
Old alert.
He sounds so old. I know.
It's 7:44, but the red carpet's fun. But it's fun. I just don't want to go about how much you hate Trump and how evil he is. Please just show me the movies.
Agreed.
Matthew McConaughey, one of the greatest speeches. All right.
Yeah.
All right, 7:45. We're going to check your sports headlines coming up. I've got some tickets to the basketball game tomorrow. Near sellout. And two of them have elbows on a table.
Nice.
So stand by.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is Eric Mullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, homeowner, you ready to do some fun math?
Fun? Like calculating my mortgage interest deduction?
Yeah, sort of. Grab a calculator. Now subtract 15 from 2019.
2004. What's it mean?
If your furnace was installed in 2004 or earlier, Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing will visit your home for a 100% free, no-obligation furnace check.
Our home was built in 2002, which means the furnace is 17 years old.
That's a free furnace check.
Free!
100% free from Matex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Call them today.
All right, quick check of our sports headlines on this Friday. Friday morning.
Well, Stevie, let me go to the text line 359-2255. Why is no one talking about the Tri-County Lady Titans? Champaign area schools aren't the only ones to make it to state. This is the first time in their school history the girls have made it to state. They deserve some recognition. They're taking on Lanark at 11 a.m. In class 1A.
And you know what? You're right. And yeah. The News Gazette has them on the front page.
Okay, good.
Of the sports section. You can go buy the News Gazette. They've got all the Spartans, all the Danville Schlarman ladies.
Oh, great.
And all the Tri-County ladies. All big pictures and featured. So, yes, sir, you are correct. Go ahead and pick up a copy of the News Gazette and enjoy, because Tri-County certainly deserves recognition,
That's
too.
That's right.
We know about Schlarman. We know about St. John's.
Lewistown at 115. Yep. And then SJO and Tutopolis at 715 in Class 2A. It's all happening at Redbird Arena in Bloomington Normal. Tonight, Indiana and number 21, Iowa, will go at it. Michigan over Minnesota yesterday, 69-60. Of course, we're talking about the Illini-Penn State game. And, of course, the Flying Illini reunion. Our winner, Stephen McConkey, gets all the bobbleheads and the stuff from Game Day Spirit. And Kent said nearly a sellout.
It's nearly a sellout. So I've got tickets. And by the way, the Flying Illini will really appreciate Stephen McConkey missing that run. Well, he was five then, but then the last one, wasn't he in Afghanistan?
That's right, 05.
Okay, so he missed the last really big run.
But he had a number one Illini fan on his Humvee taking into battle.
So this will be a perfect winner, a veteran, appreciative of the Illini, and meeting some of his heroes.
And to hear about some of the coaches back with Coach Coombs and Coach Nagy.
Oh, yeah,
and awesome. Hopefully Lou Henson a part of it, but we know that, you know, when he gets around a lot of people and germs.
Health is tough, but hopefully Lou makes an appearance, if not at the game, maybe at the country club when they're having their private gathering. All right, 7:48. We'll check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
All right. Looking like a nice day today with a high 45, low 33 with partly cloudy conditions. Rain expected tomorrow with a high 55, low 30. The winds will pick up. I heard a newscaster in the area, weathercaster, saying 3 a.m. is when they'll be 50 miles per hour.
That is windy.
Yeah. Saying make sure you got your garbage cans close to the house.
All right.
High 35 on Sunday. Windy, winds out of the west at 30 miles per hour, down to around 16 in the evening. Back to work with a high 30 expected on Monday, partly cloudy. Right now, the temperature's at 29, ESPN 93.5.
Well, a tax refund is more than just extra cash in your pocket. Busey Wealth Management can help guide you with expert advice and innovative products and services. You know, the average refund, about $3,000. Most people plan to pay down debt. Many will use a refund for basic necessities, maybe to boost a little in their savings. Put your tax refund to work. Add to your emergency fund. At least 3 to 6 months is recommended. You can do that. That's huge. Have that peace of mind. You know, if something happens, you got a little. Pay off some debt is good to do with that refund. Save for retirement. Save for a down payment, the very difficult down payment. Invest in your current home. Just let Busey Wealth Management sit with you. No cost or obligation. You can start with the Resource Center. If you go to Busey.com, there's a lot on there that can be very helpful to you. Busey.com. Take advantage of financial calculators, assessments, and education tools. Whether saving for retirement or college, Busey Wealth Management provides the support and resources you need to help achieve your financial goals. Go to any Busey location or call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com today. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. Okay. It is 7:50, ESPN 93.5, coming up after the news here at the top of the hour. Half of Americans consider themselves modern-day workaholics. Well, what's the definition of that? Let's find out. We'll do that coming up. And then you'd mentioned the last movie you saw was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, that was a special feature at the Savoy 60.
1962.
Exactly. Gregory Peck.
Harper Lee, wrote that. She was legendary for that work.
That's right.
And Gregory Peck, and every time I hear that name, I flash back, because when I worked at DWS, Penny for Your Thoughts, of course, legendary talk show, had a host named Larry Stewart. And Gregory Peck was in his studio in the 70s.
Wow.
So Gregory Peck's in the studio talking to Larry Stewart. So it's quite a moment. Here you go. One of the greatest Hollywood stars of all time.
Uh-huh.
Gregory Peck. So
I think he got three Oscars for To Kill a Mockingbird.
And he's just one of the all-time fantastic actors, Gregory Peck. So he's in the studio with Larry Stewart. They're talking about acting. They're talking about his amazing career. And they get the call. And Larry Stewart says, go ahead. You're on with Gregory Peck. Larry?
Yeah.
I lost my dog. It's a little dog, and I lost my dog, and I'm just trying to find it. If anybody... And then Larry Stewart says, ma'am, do you understand? We have one of the legendary actors of all time in our studio. Gregory Peck's in our studio. And the response was, uh-huh. It's a poodle, Larry. It's a little one. And then Gregory Peck says... Where did you see it last? They start talking about the lost dog.
All right.
Well, it's one of the great radio moments in our Champaign-Urbana history.
There we go.
It's a little dog, Larry. I just wish somebody could find that tape because that would be classic. I've got basketball tickets.
And speaking of which, Tim had texted in. Yeah. I was 12 during the 89 Final Four run. My dad had a friend who worked at the hall, could get us some free tickets. Ooh. We're waiting at the box office before the Minnesota game. Nick Anderson walked out to leave tickets for his family.
Oh.
He was the biggest human being I'd ever seen in person. And he said hello and signed an autograph for me. That was the highlight of my life at that point.
Now, isn't that amazing?
Way to go, Tim in Farmer City. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, and you know what? Those are moments where people like Nick don't remember that, but it made somebody's memory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Mike Ditka is always very accommodating signing, because it's your only time to see this person.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to leave a good impression, and Tim got that great impression from Nick Anderson.
That's right.
It's awesome. Okay, I got four tickets, two in the Legacy Club, two up there.
So let's get two different winners, huh?
All right. Well, then who gets which one? I mean, one are really B section, one are high C. So what do you want to do?
Okay.
I thought you'd take four people to the game, and then you switch at halftime.
Okay.
And then you two can sit in the Legacy box, which is in Towny Talk. It's end zone section B.
Okay.
The others are high C.
That's right.
But I got four free ones.
Okay.
And it's a darn near sellout.
All to one person.
Well, good luck to you. Let's take the 100th text.
IL is good enough.
I something, yay, way to go, Fighting Illini. Whatever you have time to text, just a letter I is fine. 359-2255 for four, my last four free ones, to probably a sellout when it tips at 11 tomorrow morning, Flying Illini in attendance. 359-2255 if you want to win. 359-2255, anybody?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hurry.
Good luck to you. And Diane gets the count. Okay,
exactly.
We'll go to the 100th text, and I think we're flying through it now.
Mm-hmm.
Flying Illini weekend, we're flying through the text. Stand by. Good luck.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street, at theillinin.com. Or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
This is Eric Quillen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Sticks and Larry the Cable Guy are coming to the state
State Farm Center on Saturday, March 30th, and Tay and Carp have your free tickets. Don't miss Classic Rocker Sticks with comedian and funny man Larry the Cable Guy.
Get it in.
Listen starting Monday, February 25th, to win with Tay and Carp on ESPN Radio.
ESPN is live on location at the Illini Inn on South 4th Street, Wednesday, February 27th, before the Illinois-Purdue game. Stop by and hang with Tay and Carp and win free Illini tickets. We'll see you Wednesday, February 27th, with Tay and Carp live at the Illini Inn in Campustown.
Well, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, they have all kinds of programs with your when you're with them. Like, I ding that, and if you go with Honda again, then they kind of... Did you know that? If you have a Honda and there's a ding, you get, like, accident forgiveness to a certain level if you buy another Honda.
Oh!
And that came in very handy because I, backed into a billboard. Anyway, it's all good, and they just are able to do it. If they just are trying to build loyalty, and you're going to want to stay with Honda BMW when you start. Because I don't think I've ever met a dealership quite so attentive to everything. That's why they're an award-winning dealership. Say to my friend Ben Quattrone and all the good people at Honda BMW. I told you Craig Fanning came out to my house to help me program the garage door and the button in my CRV.
He's good like that.
Christian Wallace. Kenny over on the Beamer side. It's a great, a really good place. Honda BMW in Dale, pre-owned.
Oh, yeah.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burr Wash in Savoy. Here we go. Jake, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
What are you thinking, man? Good flying Illini weekend.
I'm thinking go Illini.
I got you four tickets if you can use them.
Absolutely.
You're the 100th text in, lucky guy. Okay.
Thank you.
We got two in the Legacy. You're welcome. Two in the Legacy Club, two up there. So enjoy.
Okay.
They're free. And do you have any orange to wear, Jake?
Oh, I've got orange.
All right, my friend. Go Illini. Let's beat Penn State. Let's keep this roll going because I like it. All right. You the man.
I-N-I.
Thank you, Jake Briggs. He's our winner.
Fellow Rocket, too.
Yeah.
So he's from Tolono. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Jake.
You bet. Yeah, okay.
Ooh, lots of people trying to win.
Yeah.
And thanks to our veterans who also texted in. I'm a veteran. And I'm just going with the number.
I know it.
I'm not going with the story and all
I
that.
I tell you what, though. Keep telling me you're a veteran because I love you.
Exactly.
And you, anybody, including Gabrielle, your daughter, American hero.
Thank you.
For serving. It's an awesome deal, and I totally respect it and think it's incredible.
And our winner, the bobblehead, Stephen McConkey from Champaign, is a veteran, too.
How many tours in Afghanistan? Yikes.
Right.
Good for him, and thank you. Believe me, it's a tough gig.
And in that Final Four run in 05, in that Middle East tour, had that number one Illini fan
on the Humvee. Yeah.
Good story.
That was the bobblehead winner with Tay and Carp. All right, we're going to break for the news from Fox a whole lot more in our next hour. Stand by. So glad you're listening to ESPN 93.5. Fox News is next.
Be the hit of game day with Hickory River Smokehouse. Every get-together needs ribs, beef brisket, wings, and pulled pork. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Throw in some of their famous sides, and it's a party. Whether you're feeding just the kids or the entire gang, you are covered. Call ahead and pick up on game.